And at 7:06 this morning, we have 47 degrees, your current temperature here at the KJN studios. We look for a partly sunny sky today with a high near 70 and east winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Just a slight chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, and that chance does pick up then overnight. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJN News. The Council Bluffs Police Department issued an update on Friday night on the ongoing investigation into the shooting of a Council Bluffs child. The incident being investigated occurred on Thursday at 5:03 p.m. when a 911 call came in for a four-year-old that had or was having breathing problems. Officers responded to 19th Street and West Broadway in Council Bluffs and discovered that four-year-old Kumarian Jones had suffered a gunshot wound to the back of the neck. Jones initially was being treated at Nebraska Medical Center, but the update on Friday was that he had been transferred to the Children's Hospital in Omaha and is in extremely critical condition. After investigation and a search warrant being executed, the shooting was determined to take place at 1222 North 31st Street in Council Bluffs inside an apartment in that complex. Another child was in the home during the incident and had access to a semi-automatic pistol. That child was 8 years old and was taken into protective custody and will remain in the care of Department of Human Services as the investigation continues. The weapon has not yet been recovered. Anyone with information regarding the shooting is encouraged to call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. Authorities say up to 30 people have been injured in a fiery chain reaction crash along westbound Interstate 80 near Williamsburg. No one was killed. Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Nate Luding says it started Friday afternoon when a semi-trailer on the side of the road caught fire. As traffic slowed, cars began to crash. At one point, two semi-trailers, three cars, and a bus collided. Ludwig says between 20 and 30 people were injured. The most serious crash involved a charter bus carrying employees from the Ryan Companies, a Cedar Rapids commercial real estate company. Mark Gullickson, president of the company's healthcare division, said in a statement that the injured employees were taken to medical facilities for evaluation and treatment. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of 30-year-old Andrew Thomas Copeland Falk of Red Oak at 6:15 p.m. on Friday. Falk was charged with child endangerment, an aggravated misdemeanor, and assault, a serious misdemeanor. Falk was taken to Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. Iowa agriculture officials say bird flu will claim an additional 4 million Iowa egg-laying chickens on two more farms in a county already hit by the disease. Officials are waiting for preliminary tests on two farms in Wright County to be confirmed. The county earlier reported a farm with 2.8 million chickens affected. Iowa's chicken loss is approaching 25 million, more than 40% of the state's egg-laying flock. Officials on Friday also announced detection of the virus on five more turkey farms, including one with 42,000 birds. That brings the state to 44 cases in 12 counties, Minnesota and Wisconsin. Two other states hit hard with the disease reported no new bird flu cases on Friday. The virus has spread to well over 30 million birds in 13 states. Two Republican legislators from southern Iowa on Friday announced they've reached a deal with Governor Branstad that will hopefully mean the state-run mental health institutes in Clarinda and Mount Pleasant will reopen next year under private management. Since January, Branstad has repeatedly vowed to close what he calls antiquated facilities by June 30th, but on Friday it appears that Branstad has agreed to temporarily keep parts of the facilities open through mid-December, with the goal of reopening both on January 1st under private ownership. And it was mentioned by Representative Dave Heaton, a Republican from Mount Pleasant, that he convinced the governor that our campuses needed to remain open to provide these vitally needed services and that we had done so well in our community and that we were much needed. He says this proposal will be presented for a vote in the House next week. The governor has agreed to take the plan, Heaton says, and it's not everything I think that we would want, all of us, both sides of the aisle on the issue, but I think it's the best thing that we can get. May 18th has been the target date for closure of the Mount Pleasant MHI, and some furniture already has been removed from the facility. May 31st has been the target date for closing down the Clarinda MHI. Representative Cecil Dolichek, a Republican from Mount Air, says this is a solid agreement. with the governor, and it means that vital services for mentally ill Iowans will be available in southern Iowa. Scott Sewer, transportation planner for the Iowa DOT's District 4 office in Atlantic, issued a statement on Thursday afternoon clarifying the start date for the Highway 6 7th Street Atlantic construction project. Sewer said at the pre-construction meeting that was held Wednesday, May 6th, the contractor stated that they are shooting for a May 26th start date. However, they are waiting on a subcontractor's milling machine. That machine may be delayed on another project due to rain. Sewer says at this time it appears it's likely that the contractor will start work on the road after the Memorial Day weekend. Official information concerning the project will come from the DOT office in Atlantic and will be conveyed by the media to the public. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said on Friday that 50-year-old Jeffrey Scott Gibler of Council Bluffs was sentenced on Thursday to serve 10 years in prison for conspiring to distribute methamphetamine and 5 years consecutive in prison for carrying and possessing a firearm in relation to and furtherance of drug trafficking. Gibler was also ordered to serve 10 years of supervised release following imprisonment and to pay $200 towards the Crime Victims Fund. Gibler pled guilty to the charges on January 1st. The charges were the result of an investigation by law enforcement of drug trafficking that occurred in Pottawatomie County. Beginning as early as March of 2013, continuing through October of 2013, Gibler conspired with others to distribute over approximately 2 kilograms of methamphetamine in the Southern District of Iowa. Gibler was also found to have carried and possessed a .22-caliber revolver in relation to the methamphetamine distribution. The investigation was conducted by the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force, and the case was prosecuted by the United States Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Omaha police say the 25-year-old son of a woman whose body was found in the southeast Omaha dead has been arrested after turning himself in, saying he was involved in her death. The body of the woman, 45-year-old Jesus Esmania Marinero, was found Wednesday night in a ditch. Hours earlier, her 11-month-old son was found alive in a dumpster near a suburban Omaha apartment complex. Other than some bruises, he was uninjured. Authorities continued to search for Marinero's missing 5-year-old son, Josue Ramirez Marinero. Police officials say they have reason to believe that Jose was thrown into the Elkhorn River. Police say Roberto Martinez Marinero was arrested Thursday night after walking into the Douglas County Department of Corrections and telling jail staff that he was involved in the death of his mother, and his information led them to the possibility of finding that other young boy in the Elkhorn River, and search efforts will continue today. Police in Glenwood report just one arrest on Thursday. 31-year-old Justin Miro of Glenwood was arrested for domestic abuse assault. Miro was being held in the Mills County Jail without bond until an appearance before the magistrate. That's a look at some of the latest news here on KJN. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Avis Becker, age 86 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Avis Becker will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Richard Dick James Johnson, age 75 of Harlan, died Thursday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Dick Johnson will be held here today at 10:30 a.m. at the Altamont Baptist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. F. McGregor Greg Miller, age 78 of Harlan, died April 20th in Harlan. A service of thanksgiving for F. McGregor Greg Miller will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Joint Celebration of Life services for Wayne and Virginia Hopkins of Greenfield will be held on Saturday at 1:30 p.m. at the Greenfield United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home Greenfield has arrangements. Vera Ocker, age 83 of Greenfield, died Monday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Graveside services for Vera Ocker will be held on Monday at 12:30 p.m. at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter. Steen Funeral Home Greenfield has the arrangements. Mary Winthers, age 69 of Audubon, died Friday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital in Audubon. Funeral services for Mary Winthers will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Bernice E. Matthews, age 93, formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Loveland, Colorado. Funeral services for Bernice E. Matthews will be held on Wednesday at 2 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Catherine Garnes, age 89, of Coon Rapids, died Saturday at Thomas Rest Haven. Funeral services for Catherine Garnes are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. And Robert Bubb Christensen, age 66, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Manor Care in West Des Moines. Per his wishes, Bubb Christensen will be cremated, and the family will have a memorial service at a later date. Ockenberry Family Care in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.